It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Living in a historic home can be lovely, but for Spring City residents in the 1970s, the influx of so-called outsiders sprucing up pioneer-era historic dwellings was a source of contention. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. During the 1970s, Spring City residents used federal preservation funds to transform their town into a model for heritage tourism. Located in the heart of San Pete County, Spring City's architecture is mostly original to the 1849 Latter-day Saint settlement of the area. 19th century homes and religious structures, such as the Bishop's Tithing House, serve as classic examples of Mormon frontier architecture with Danish folk influences. Many of these historic buildings were converted into family homes or art studios in the 1970s. For some residents, however, the transition of this rural community into a heritage tourism site was not straightforward. Louisa Benyon grew up in Spring City as it was redefining itself as an artist colony and historic preservation mecca. Benyon's parents restored a historic home there, motivated by the loss they felt witnessing changes to their original home of Orem, where subdivisions replaced orchards in the post-war period. At the time, Spring City's population was so low, it was actually declared a ghost town. Then, its elevation to a National Historic District led to an influx of so-called outsiders, driven to restore and save the town, but which also dramatically changed the culture of the community. Locals whose families had lived there for generations faced tensions with the newcomers, called incomes and weekenders, who saw any alteration to historic homes for new amenities as essentially, quote, cutting off their nose to spite their face, unquote. In this tense atmosphere, Benyon reflected simply, quote, when I was a little girl growing up in an old house in Spring City, I knew of only two kinds of politics, the politics of water and the politics of historic preservation, unquote. Today, Spring City is famous for having the whole town on the National Register of Historic Places. One local nonprofit even hosts a yearly festival, touring visitors to see the impressive restoration of the town's dwellings through open home tours. In Utah, road trippers often seek out communities established in the 19th century that maintain picturesque and lively main streets. For such towns, this visitation is economically and culturally important. But there are politics to preserving these old buildings. And tensions around old versus new are ever present for many rural Utahns, even today. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.